Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
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 Podbean. The AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
My school uses Podbean.
My church, too.
I love it. I really do.
The threat of disaster is never pleasant.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast.
These safety measures are essential.
The only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment.
This will be your source of survival instructions
and information.
Every member of the family must be coached in the business of survival.
Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Aw, yeah.
Welcome.
Welcome. We're watching you.
Yeah, we are.
Everybody's watching you.
I can see all your data in front of me.
It's right there.
AI has given it all to me.
Oh, man. That's
crazy. It's the only way that we can present information to you is by knowing everything about
exactly.
You.
Exactly. Well, today's an interesting episode,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's on that.
We're all being watched.
Yeah, seriously. Like, AI is being put into everything. It's in your phone. Mm-hmm. It's in your toaster oven. In everything.
Mm. It's not necessarily even just AI. It's like,
true.
There's cameras, there's crap everywhere.
Something that, yeah, preppers have always been concerned about, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Surveillance. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about that. How to, and escaping the surveillance state. Mm-hmm. We recently just talked about robots.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So that's a scary deal. Yeah. But, and
that adds to this whole
just
story.
Is a whole, yeah, that's a walking, talking microphone to mm-hmm. capture and camera to capture all of your dirty doings. So we're definitely moving towards a world where privacy is increasingly elusive.
It's hard.
AI powered facial recognition, drones, Internet of Things. It makes it hard to stay off the radar. A lot of it is used or required at work, mm-hmm. or used to bring a lot of convenience in our lives. So, in a world where everything is watched, tracked, and recorded, how do we protect our privacy and maintain control? How do we do it?
I don't know. It's a tough one.
We're not going to be able to tell you, but just let you know that it's being compromised as we speak.
I do have to tell you about BattleBox, though. It is the monthly subscription box full of solid gear for adventure seekers, survivalists, outdoor enthusiasts, and casual preppers. Each month, BattleBox sends you the coolest selection of hand-picked outdoor survival and everyday carry gear, all valued at far more than what you'd normally pay. You never know what's in the next box, but here's a sampling of what users received this month. The MyMedic Sidekick Standard Kit, the Glow Rhino Fermi 2 knife. All this badassness starts at just $34.99 per month. They've shipped over 1 million boxes and won best subscription box of 2020. Our listeners get a free nothing. They get 50% off. You don't get anything free. Okay. I was like reverting back to like 6 months ago in my brain.
That's right.
I need to start reading instead of just saying it. When you sign up at BattleBox.com.
Try reading the ad
instead of screwing it up. Get your first BattleBox and 15% off at BattleBox.com/casual preppers.
Man. I can't wait till they have like the mule. Like
me
that.
Too.
Isn't that like that robot dog thing?
Yeah.
It's going to be
so.
In
yeah,
there
yeah,
at some
yeah.
point.
Yeah, for sure.
Come
so
on,
let's,
BattleBox.
Let's talk about the world we're living in now, Cam.
Yeah.
And I'm not even talking about what's happening here in the near future. Like right now, what's happening? Surveillance. It's not just like, you know, it used to be the camera on the corner of the 7-Eleven. Mm-hmm. Like that was surveillance, right? But that's not.
There's actually a
anymore.
Nurse in our, we got moved offices in the hospital, and there's an old camera in the corner. She's like, I want that moved. And I was like, you have no idea about what's going on right
now. That's nothing.
Yeah. That is likely disconnected, and your phone is recording what you're saying right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. So funny. So let's look at some emerging surveillance technologies right now. And Cam mentioned AI powered, and the video analytics that this can do is so insane. Like, you used to be like, you'd have grainy footage of a guy staring at monitors at the mall.
Bigfoot walking across the parking lot.
No idea what was happening. Those days are over. Today's cameras are so insanely advanced. They can track you. They can identify you. They can even, like, predict your behavior in real time. Some of the things they can do, blow your mind, dude. Yeah. You walk a little too fast. Maybe you linger a little too long.
It's crazy, look
kind of nervous. They flag you, and they can, you know, depending on what system they're using.
That's insane.
I get
enough door notifications from my camera of like,
yeah,
it's a person, it's a package. It's a bomb.
A Superman.
It's a dog.
Yeah.
A Bigfoot out there.
We're almost getting to the point where it's like Minority Report, where you're
totally
almost pre-crime stuff.
I'll bring that up later, too, because that is exactly what
this
episode
so
is like.
You look at things like autonomous security drones. Like, drones used to be like this crappy camera that flew in the sky.
Yeah.
It is not that thing anymore, and it is just advancing so fast. These things are now patrolling malls and city blocks and borders completely on their own, just doing their thing. They can follow movement. They can scan for heat signatures. They can match faces to different databases, all without any human input. Ugh. The things they're
and
doing.
And if you've been unfortunate enough to see any of the social media posts of like the drone usage over in Ukraine and Russia, and this is man-controlled.
Horrible.
If they become a weapon on their own, it's probably the most terrifying thing I've ever seen.
War is
or even thought about.
It's even worse. It's not. Like, less people are dying, but it's so scary.
It's weird. It's so different now.
Yeah, it's so
But
different.
It's way more efficient.
Yeah, it is.
Killing a person is way more efficient.
Yeah. So, advanced biometric systems. Like, you used to just have to do your password, let me in. Or, you know, like,
password.
1, 2, 3. But now it's like, you use your face, you can use your voice, like your gait, even like the way you walk
so
sometimes. And some systems are even tracking how you type on a keyboard, which is really weird. And once the data is stored, man, it's everywhere. You can't change your face like you can change a password, right? Not very easily anyways. There's license plate recognition kind of everywhere, right? And so your car is tracked in real time by all these roadside cameras and toll booths and police cruisers that have these roof-mounted
scanners. That's
why
I drive serpentine.
Oh, yeah.
Cameras can't capture it.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. I just drive so fast they can't
throw
get
mud on
it's
my
a blur.
License plate.
It's always a blur.
I just go super fast.
Yeah. Private companies and local governments are just gobbling up this data. You know, where were you? When were you? And how fast were you going? All those things.
Everything.
Super scary.
Marketing alone is crazy.
Yeah. And then we have the Internet of Things. This is so crazy. Like, your fridge now knows when you need bacon or milk. And it automatically puts it into your Walmart cart.
You don't think about how crazy that is.
That's an insane thing that's real that's happening right now. Your smart TV can listen to your voice commands, which is kind of crazy. Obviously, Alexa or Google. Hey, Google.
I haven't had one of them listen
some people
to
off
me
right now.
Ever.
Alexa. So I'm getting people right now. This is great.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, Alexa. Subscribe to the Casual Preppers podcast.
Exactly.
See if that works. There's smart speakers everywhere. And we're always pissed off at them because they never work right. But they're always listening.
Yeah.
Even your thermostat, you know, your doorbell cam, your vacuum, all collecting data, sharing it, storing it. Your vacuum knows the stuff it's sucking up
on
your floor.
So funny the things we have cameras and stuff on.
It's getting creepy, dude. It's getting creepy. But what's going to happen in the next 5 to 10 years, Cam? It's even creepier, and you should be scared.
I am already.
Quantum computing is a thing that's hard to explain, but all I can tell you is that it's like our best computers in the world.
We can't explain it.
On steroids, okay? Yeah. The quantum space is very hard to explain. Just trying to let you know that it's something that we have AI right now, and it's just going to supercharge the things that we have going on. It can sort and analyze and predict data almost instantly with this quantum computing. You know, you think you're like, I got a VPN, I got a fake name. Nah,
go right around it.
Nah. You got quantum computers that are just going to
bore
right through it.
Yeah, seriously.
It's not
going to
be good.
AI goes subatomic.
Yeah.
It goes around, actually.
It's inverted, man. You don't even know what's happening.
It goes so crazy.
Yeah. This is crazy.
It's inverted.
Augmented reality and surveillance. They have these new AR glasses for cops that are coming out. Basically, as soon as they see you, it scans your face. It gives you your name, your address, your job, your credit score, your Amazon purchases. All that crap's going to pop up on their glasses.
Wow.
As a policeman.
That's like RoboCop. You remember when RoboCop would do that? It's like showing
exactly.
all that stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, that's like or Terminator. You know, when he goes into the bar and he's scanning
right.
the
that's
size
the
of their
thing,
clothes.
Yeah.
Like that is in the next 5 to 10 years a real thing that's gonna
have some
really
smart
be there.
Glasses and I'm pretty impressed with what they can do.
Yeah. Things are going
makes me smart.
Yeah.
It's real
just,
great.
You just look smart.
It's real
you got
good.
Glasses on. Social credit score.
Sorry, you stuttered. What did you say?
We worked on
your
this.
Words don't make sense.
Social credit scores and predictive AI. China's all in on this stuff, right? Yeah. Others are watching you. Imagine getting denied a plane ticket because you posted something online
yeah.
that didn't match the approved narrative. Like, and it just flags it when
that's
you go,
definitely
right?
Happening.
It's connected to your Facebook account or whatever. I don't know why you're still using Facebook, but you are. Or getting lower interest rates because you seem stable because of all of this data, right? This is very kind of weird stuff that's happening. And it's like, it's not being judged by what you do, but it's also what the system thinks
AI,
you
man,
might
that's so
do.
Creepy.
Yes. Automated law enforcement. We're talking RoboCop here. We're not even talking cyborg. We're talking real straight up robots. Automated, right? There's already AI-driven police robots that are being tested right now, but in the next 5 to 10 years, they're going to be patrolling your streets.
Oh, man.
They're going to scan faces. They're going to respond to crimes faster than any human can. It's like the Italians get to you in 30 seconds, right? But these guys, 15 seconds. But what happens if they get it wrong, you know, or if they're programmed not to care about certain things? Boy, that's scary. All this is to say we're moving super fast, really, really fast. If we don't start thinking about how to survive in a world like this, we're going to wake up one day and we're going to realize like we handed over privacy for convenience or whatever it is, and we lost it all.
Wow.
Right?
This is a terrifying future.
Go watch RoboCop.
Exactly. So, obviously, there are dangers of a surveillance society.
Yeah, scary.
One of the issues, well, probably the biggest, is the loss of privacy.
Mm-hmm.
In a surveillance society.
Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
Podbean, the AI-powered, all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Use Podbean to record your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to optimize your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to turn your blog into a podcast.
Use Podbean to distribute your podcast everywhere.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
That would have profound and far-reaching effects on individuals and society as a whole.
Sure.
It would create a very concerning effect on freedom of expression and thought. Mm-hmm. That like you were saying, the predictive features and all that, like everybody's going to be pretty terrified to say or do anything because they'll start censoring themselves.
Yeah.
They're like, it's going to be out there. It's going to be used later when I want to run for president. So
exactly.
I'm just not going to say it.
Yeah.
But that's a very concerning thing for creativity and
for
humans in general. And if you start censoring yourself, like it's a lot of bad things.
Mm-hmm.
It would lead to an erosion of trust and social relationships. The feeling of being constantly watched, which happens already, can breed suspicion among individuals, making them wary of sharing personal information and engaging in open conversations.
You're going to become the most crazy paranoid prepper.
You are.
The guy that won't talk about anything.
Yeah.
Like,
now you kind of have a legit reason to be that way.
Yeah.
The government. I put that in there.
The data salad.
Yeah. Innovation and creativity would likely suffer. This kind of concerns me, and I've been reading about this, about the creativity.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to know exactly how AI will shape and do things, and doing it autonomously and thinking on its own, there's going to be a lack of some creativity on the human front, you know?
Sure.
Fear of scrutiny, potential negative repercussions for failure could discourage individuals from taking risks and exploring new potentially groundbreaking ideas. So we could have like a standstill on like development of things. Weird, but you never know. And the feeling that there's no use in trying or to be creative as AI can outdo and outthink everything that you do.
Yeah, and I think this is probably more goes back to AI, less about surveillance.
True.
But it is a
True.
Thing that you know, AI is integrated into this surveillance state for sure.
Yeah, a lot of it's going to be controlled by that. So discrimination and abuse of power, obviously that is going to be created by this. Vast amounts of collected data could be misused by governments, corporations, big pharma loves that kind of crap.
For sure.
And even individuals to target, or insurances to target specific groups, suppress dissent, or the other malicious, for other malicious purposes. You post about presidential beliefs 20 years ago, guess what? It's saved forever, and it can all be brought back up. Who cares if you changed? Doesn't matter anymore. That's pretty concerning.
It's super concerning. I hate that. I know. Somebody did something 20 years ago.
I was an idiot.
Have some grace, man.
I know I did a lot of idiotic things. Luckily, there wasn't as much recorded back then.
I know.
Because I would not probably have any jobs.
No. The good thing social media wasn't around.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
The constant awareness of being monitored would also have detrimental impacts mentally, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like we were just saying. Again, with all of your movement, purchases, online activity being tracked, creates a huge amount of anxiety, stress, and feeling a loss of autonomy and dignity.
Mm-hmm.
Immense psychological impacts. So the other thing is artificial intelligence can analyze vast amounts of collected data to identify patterns, like you're saying, and predict future behaviors. So with this surveillance society, it can kind of think it knows what you're going to do.
Yeah, man.
And it's probably right.
That's so scary. I don't like it at all.
The minority stuff comes in. It's like it may look at you, you know, giving government and corporations and things and say, you know, this is the behavior and pattern that you have followed. We're not going to hire you, or you could even be arrested, you know. It's just, that's kind of a creepy
thought.
It's
really a great movie, Minority Report.
It really is. Super, super well done.
Yeah, it's a Steven Spielberg film. But so freaking like.
You can tell with some of it, but like, I was a genius.
But that was written back like in the 60s. The book
was. That's right, right?
Minority, yeah, so
crazy. Remember
we
talked about that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I could see a pattern as a prepper in activities like purchasing large amounts of water and toilet paper, private transactions, and it could really flag you.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a creepy thing to think about.
Yeah, there's enough of that already.
And if that's starting to happen and all of your stuff's processed, you know, at the counter that's run by an AI system, it's like, maybe it won't allow you to purchase more than you want. Like,
that's
you can't
scary.
Become a prepper.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty terrifying.
Yeah.
Other things would be restricted travel, financial tracking, automated arrests. And that, I mean, this is like full on Minority Report type of stuff that could happen from a really intense surveillance state. I mean, we already, look at the ads that pop up when you're on the internet.
So ridiculous.
It's been watching everything you do.
It's been listening.
Yeah. It's crazy. I get emails of like daily deals and it was like a pair of shoes I searched for one of my kids.
Oh my
like it's
God.
Showing all the like Crocs and stuff. And I'm like, I just did this like a few minutes ago.
Well, and it's like, maybe it's not even you. It's like somebody in your house searches
that
for something.
Too. Yeah.
It's like I suddenly
got some weird stuff.
I get like ads for bras all of a sudden. I'm like, well, my wife must be shopping for bras.
Yeah.
It's just like so crazy how intrusive it can be.
It is. And it's really hard to get around that.
It is. But you know what's not hard to get around?
But it's nice too in some ways, you know?
It is. It really is. Electrolyte deficiency. Because it can cause headaches, cramps, fatigue, and weakness. And as people want to be prepared and ready for anything, the last thing you need is something that will slow you down when you need to be ready the most. That's why we at Casual Preppers have teamed up with Element. It is a tasty electrolyte drink mix with everything you need and nothing that you don't. We think Element is perfect for bug-out bags and EDC kits because it contains a science-backed electrolyte ratio, 1,000 milligrams of sodium, 200 milligrams of potassium, and 60 milligrams of magnesium. Casual Preppers listeners can get a free Element sample pack when you make any purchase through our exclusive Casual Preppers link. That is one packet of every flavor. And you get it the first time, the second time, and the 100th time you order. You just have to use our link. And that is drinklmnt.com/casualpreppers to get your order and your free sample pack with any purchase. drinkelement.com/casualpreppers.
That's delicious.
It is delicious. I hope you get those pop-ups now. Just go back and use our link.
It's already going to happen.
So we've talked about the rise of the surveillance tech and the surveillance state and how it's not just a future problem. I mean, it's just going to get worse, but it is here.
Been happening.
Yeah, it's been happening.
Getting much more advanced.
It's here right now. But what can you actually do about it? How do you prep for a world that's basically always watching you? It's just got an eye on you all the time. And I think one of the things is to try and reduce your digital footprint, especially if you're very concerned about this, right? And you can just start with the basics because like most of us, we're leaking data all day long, right? Every tap and scroll and click leaves a trail of data, you know, and there's a way you can start cutting down on some of that stuff. And they're really basic. You know, use privacy-first browsers. You can use browsers like Brave or Firefox. That feels like you're going back in time using Firefox, but you can. Yeah. It is better when it comes to privacy. And then you can use search engines like DuckDuckGo. And there's a bunch of other ones that are very better privacy search engines. You can even ditch Gmail, which is very hard to do, but there's different email services that are way more secure than Gmail is, and like Proton Mail or Tutanata. Have you ever heard of that one?
I haven't heard of either.
Yeah, those ones are both really good. I looked both of them up. They look great. Regularly clear.
Hard when your work institute uses Google.
I know, yeah. Regularly clear your browser history, cookies, and tracking data.
Do that every day.
Every day. Every single day.
Learn that the hard way.
Yeah, you can use browser extensions like uBlock Origin or Privacy Badger and all that kind of stuff that can block trackers. uBlock
Orgy.
You want those blocked. Turn off location services on your phone, camera, and apps, right? You don't always have to have that thing on. It knows where you are all the time and where you've been.
It does.
It's like, I hate when I get in my truck and it says 7 minutes to home. And I'm like, how do you know I'm going?
I know.
Home? I'm like, oh my gosh. It drives you nuts. Yeah, I hate you, stupid thing. Whenever you can use cash instead of cards. I did this morning at McDonald's. You know,
really?
Like, my wife's not going to know I'm getting McDonald's this morning. I'm hiding from the wife. No, she doesn't care. She doesn't care. But I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you can do that, you know, because it's anonymous, it's untraceable, and you can still do it.
Yeah.
Something you can do. So I really don't think the goal here is to be like the invisible gray man. It's really to stop feeding the system your entire life story all the time.
Which is super hard. Because
it's so hard.
It just happens. Oh, I didn't realize he's doing that.
Didn't even know. But you can actually physically block some surveillance these days. And you just need a little real world defense here. Have you ever seen anti-surveillance clothing?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Dude, go to Amazon, type in anti-surveillance clothing, and you will get some crazy stuff. There are shirts that you can wear and hats that you can wear that basically confuse cameras. That have facial recognition, and it won't track your face.
Wow.
Like a lot of...
Bigfoot fur?
Bigfoot, he looks like a blur. Like a lot of celebrities will use this stuff.
I didn't know that.
Because sometimes it'll screw with cameras and stuff, right? Really? So, yeah, it almost looks like it's a big QR code, like your shirt and stuff. but you can get it.
I could see how that kind of...
You can even get, like, I saw that there's anti-surveillance jogging pants. Anti-facial recognition.
I believe it's jogging.
Yogging. And hats and stuff. Anyways, that's something you can do. It can scramble facial recognition, or it can hide your heat signature sometimes even, which is kind of crazy.
Wow.
You can use things like Faraday pouches for your phone. These are great, obviously, for EMPs. We talk about that all the time, but what the hell are you
laughing? Surveillance clothing blows my mind.
It's crazy, huh?
Just go in the grocery store, you're like, I'm not real. I'm just scanning stuff.
I'm a ghost, damn it. I'm just walking through getting your food, nobody knows.
Don't look at me, I'm not real.
I don't even exist in your world.
That's crazy, I've never seen that stuff.
Yeah, you can look it up. Later on today, all right? Yeah, Faraday pouches are great for phone and car keys and wallets and all that crap, right? To kind of keep you off the grid there. And then also be careful, like, where you set up devices like smart speakers or even baby monitors, because all those things can be hacked and turned against you, and who knows what's going to happen.
It's true.
You know, landline phones still do exist. You can get those, and they can't track your GPS. They're just... a hard wire into your home. And so those are a great way to communicate without being on the grid, basically. Walkie-talkies and ham radios, obviously. You don't have the internet in the middle of the whole thing. But you can't get on Facebook, so there's that. You can start storing your key data, like contacts and passwords and emergency plans, on paper, you know, or offline USB devices.
This sounds so much like my parents or something.
I know, huh? You don't want everything in the cloud.
No.
You don't have to have everything in the cloud, even though it's so nice.
I wish I didn't have most in the cloud, but yeah,
it's so convenient. But you can use things like USB drives, and there are things like pens and paper still in existence that you can use.
Yeah.
And then, you know, think about how many smart devices do you really need in that house?
That's true.
You have to have 9 in every room, you know, and every one of them is a potential little surveillance device that the CIA is just hacking into and checking out what you're doing in the house.
Yeah.
So, you know, and again, we're not saying, like, smash your phone, live in a cave.
You can
do that. That's something you can do. But
that's about the only way to get around it.
Even then, who knows?
Those caves got ass.
What's in a cave? It's a smart cave.
That
you don't know.
A robot, man. Yeah. Got birds flying around everywhere.
Robat.
Okay. It needs to be invented.
That does need to be invented.
Claimed.
Claim. Copyright. Trademark. Whatever. You know, just try and add a little friction between you and the CIA.
Yeah.
All right? Like, don't make it so easy.
Yeah.
Okay? These things can just kind of help you. Just use caution.
I like the physical stuff.
Yeah, you do.
Feel like you're doing something.
You like getting physical.
So, yeah. Other practices for extreme privacy. Mm. How to basically, you have to disappear from the digital grid.
I don't know how to do that.
I don't either. Try not to reveal everything or anything about yourself online. Especially
don't do a podcast.
Yeah.
Have your face and your voice and everything online constantly every week.
Yeah.
Not a good idea.
Like, this is hard because even filing your taxes is like
dumb. I know, yeah.
Basically try to minimize your social media presence. I've been doing that. Kobe doesn't like it.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Delete old social media accounts and online profiles. You don't need MySpace anymore.
I still have my MySpace.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I can't get into it, but it's there.
Well,
I think I
even
have like a GeoCities account somewhere. Remember that? Yeah. Way back in the day?
GeoCities, yep.
Yeah.
Use open source operating systems and encrypted messaging apps.
Mm.
This is as much as you can do, you know?
Yeah.
Look into VPNs like Surfshark and things like that. Minimal digital transactions, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Create a safe zone from digital tracking. Design or designate part of your home without connected devices.
Mm.
Make that man cave a real cave.
Yeah. No robots in there.
Take all that stuff out of there.
Yeah.
Use physical security measures like reinforced doors and non-digital locks.
Yeah.
Your door doesn't need to be connected to the internet.
Digital locks are a little scary.
Yeah.
They're cool.
Physical backups of data.
Yeah.
Be aware of what personal information you share, even casually.
Yeah, Cam's just like, this is my social security number in case you didn't know. Really casually. And I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
OPSEC.
I have it under my house number.
Exactly.
Counter surveillance skills. Mm-hmm. Know how to spot hidden cameras and tracking devices when you need to pull that shirt over that's a big barcode or whatever.
We should make shirts, like casual prepper shirts that are anti-surveillance.
Cool.
That'd be pretty badass.
A hat and everything. Yeah.
Like
hats are always harder. Hats are, there's a lot more process going through making your own hat.
There is, but you can get them, man.
Like, recognize when you're being followed or monitored. Keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah, man. Do it.
Use decoys and misdirection tactics to avoid AI tracking.
That's when we get the robot that looks just like you. It can be your decoy.
It's true.
You know?
Regularly audit your digital footprint. I don't know where finger got in there.
Babe, I gotta go audit my finger today.
Regularly audit your digital footprint.
Finger.
Your fingerprint and your footprint.
I like that.
Important considerations achieving extreme privacy often involves significant trade-offs of convenience, usability, and access to certain services.
It really does. Like,
that's why I don't know how you would live in a world that we live in.
There's trade-offs.
You have to be in a hut clear out in, like,
you could do it.
Philippines.
You can do it, right? Yeah. But it's really hard. But again, it's a trade-off because, like, some of this stuff is so nice.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a robot vacuum.
Yeah.
You don't have to vacuum, right?
Yeah. But basically, we're just saying, like, do what you can to limit your digital footprint. That's your footprint, whatever you want to call it.
Audit your fingers. Okay. Still got tan.
Yeah.
Doing good.
But listen.
Yeah.
Today's podcast is brought to you by TalkBox.
That's right.
The only tactical subscription box with useful professional grade stuff inside. Use code casual preppers and get a free $70 machine made part from Next Level Armament.
Made by robot. Probably.
Mm-hmm.
That's a machine.
Yeah. This job for me is toast.
Yeah. They say toast.
You should definitely check out TacPack because
tactical
they
toast.
Put so much stuff in there.
They do. I don't know how they do it.
Like, they're losing money.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're still going.
They're losing money. You're gaining.
Yeah,
so
exactly. And you get a $70 machine part made.
Exactly. That's the thing. Go get a tack back. That's all we're saying.
Yeah, man.
But look, let's be honest. Like, mass surveillance, we're like Minority Report felt like the future. And it's not like we have precogs in a pool in somebody's basement, right? But we do have this AI that's doing, like, robots might be a real thing soon.
I love robots.
I do too. It's right now. It's a reality. It's getting worse.
Birds and robots.
Yeah. It's getting worse very fast. Mm-hmm. Like from the moment you wake up and you like start checking your phone, you walk through a store, you're being scanned, tracked, logged, whether you want to or realize it, doesn't matter. It's happening. So really when it comes down to it, like privacy is, it's a survival skill if you can figure it out. And just navigating it, like you don't have to be fully private, but just understanding what's happening and what's being tracked and how it's being tracked, I think is a big thing. But it's a survival skill. It's just like food storage or self-defense, right? It's something you can train for. And going dark doesn't necessarily mean you have to live in a cabin on a beach in wherever, you know, a tiki hut or something. But it just means being more intentional about how you interact with everything and controlling what you share and understand how you're being tracked and all that kind of stuff. So
it could be used against you.
Yeah. We have a listener challenge. Let's see how you're going to do this.
Crush your phone right now.
See how far you could throw your iPhone into the lake. Furthest wins. Step one, surveillance awareness. Head to a public space, a mall, grocery store, gas station, wherever your favorite place is. If it's a liquor store, it's a liquor store. Count how many cameras or facial scanners or sensors or tracking devices you can spot.
That's a good idea.
And you start looking at it, you're going to be like, what the fudge?
Yeah.
This is crazy. So look around, you know, look up, look down.
I bet you can only see like 2% of it.
Probably, yeah. There's a lot you're just not seeing, right? Even check for like license plate readers.
Make sure you have your... Anti-surveillance gear on.
Yeah, gotta have that.
I'm gonna be watching you. It's gonna track what you're doing.
Step two.
Use it against you. Can't buy that pop.
This is where it gets hard. Pretend you've got to move through that space without being tracked.
Yeah.
How you gonna do it? You're gonna have to like crawl on your belly or something? I don't know. I'd really love to see you guys actually try this. would you just need to like maybe change your route or like stay in the shadows of the store or something? Avoid security sensors. Like just map out a plan. Like how you gonna do this? It really just comes down to thinking about it when you're in public. Look at the things, because if it comes down to a time where those things are really working against you, you've already thought it out. You've already looked at it, right? So that's something to consider.
You kind of have to, man.
You do.
I do feel like the predictive stuff is terrifying.
It is. Like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Just when you think you're using that app and it says allow to track and you're safe by saying only when I'm using this app.
And then you don't close the app, and so you're always using it.
Yeah. Domino's has been tracking me for like 6 weeks.
They know everywhere I've been.
Your pizza's ready. Come and get it.
I know you want another pizza. Yeah. I've been tracking your whereabouts. You're thinking about it. Now you're over at Taco Bell.
You're only 645 miles from the local Domino's. Yeah. Please come and order.
Yeah. Listener challenge, go watch Minority Report.
Seriously.
See how that works out for you. Yeah.
My wife's already paranoid about this stuff. And she's like, I don't know if I'm going to listen to your episodes. I'm like, you better.
You need to.
I'm watching you.
If you're paranoid, this is great. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you're subscribed. Follow us on all the socials. Make sure to go check out our other podcasts. This podcast is a secret. We ain't telling nobody about it. It's a secret.
So you need to.
So you need to tell people. Don't tell anyone, but tell everybody you know.
Don't look at me. Look at me.
Look at me. Shut your mouth when I'm talking to you. All right, guys. Thanks. Stay survived.